Okay, yesterday, the last thing we discussed was the Maisa of Rabbi Gamliel, the Rebbe, who had a man who said, like Matzasi Dam, and he took the woman and did this test by making her sit on a chavis and Reicha Naideich. So it was Laihaya Reicha Naideich, so he knew that she's still a basula. That was the last case we discussed. So let's bear in mind, if a man comes into Bezin and he says that a woman is not a basula, a man says his wife was not a basula. So what's the din if he's right? She's an Eshes Yisrael, so the din is that she's mutter, even if the husband says that's a basula tassi. If she's Eshes Kayin, then she's Aser. Right? What was the case here of Rav Gamliel? What was the Maaser? What happened? It was Eishes Kayin or Eishes Yisrael? How do you understand the Maaser? Who does look at me, Rav Gamliel? I'm a Rebbe, Baal Tivu Lai Matzasi Dam. So Rav Gamliel said, oh, let's try an experiment. So who? What was it? It was Eishes Kayin or Eishes Yisrael? Who was the woman? Huh? Anybody? Either way, it's... So pick one. Let's see if it fits. Either way. So try it. Either way. If it's Eishes Yisrael. Does it make sense if it's Eishes Yisrael? No. If it's Eishes Yisrael, so she's mutter to her husband. So why do the test? Huh? So the Beishmuel learns that the Gemara is talking about an Eishes Yisrael, and even though it's a Svek Sveika, she's mutter to her husband. But if it's Eshel Levar, you have to try to be Mavar. So according to this, Rav Gamliel was a Machmir. This trick was not a Kula. This trick was a Chumra. Right? Normally she'd be Mutter to her husband. So Rav Gamliel had this whole trick which would make her maybe Yasa to her husband. Right? So according to the Beis Shmuel, it's a Chumra. The Gra disagrees. The Gra says that if it's an Eishes Yisrael, let her husband be Bailar again. See if there's down. Talking about an Eishes Yisrael, let the husband be Bailar. I'll see the second time if there's down. If she's still a Basula, so then the second time there'll be down. So, wait, so he says that I'm by an Eishes Kayin. If he's talking about an Eishes Kayin, then Rav Gamliel was a Mekel. Because normally in Eishes Kayin, if the husband says Lo Matzasi Dam, normally in Eishes Kayin would be awesome. So Rav Gamliel did this trick to be Matar Har Labai. So it comes out that we have two different ways. According to the Beis Shmuel's Pshat, he was a Machmir with this test. According to the Gra's way of learning, he was a Mekel in the test. So what's the problem you had with the Gra?
What is that proof about the first
Bia? If there's Basulim, the second Bia, that proves that the first Bia was Batia.
And if there's no
doubt
about the first one, what does that prove?
There was no doubt by the first.
There's no doubt by the second, what does that prove? It doesn't tell me that she's mutter to her husband.
But two times in a row was Batia?
No, but...
No, prove that she's mutter either way. The only thing is, why do you want to know if she's a psula? I guess you want to know if it's a psula. So he's going to live with her. Okay, he'll be by her again. We'll see if she was. The whole thing with was chayshish is that she's really a psula and the psula didn't break. That's what he was chayshish for. So they'll see. I'll see what I'm going to do.
If Shabbi and Nafshe is within in the nether, what is the fact that I can help? It's not that it's not
Nemma.
I'm up to
that. The answer is that if I go into Beis Din and I say that this is a piece of kosher meat, is that Shavi HaNafshe? I say, this is kosher meat. There's no Shavi HaNafshe, right?
I mean, he's not saying anything
If he's saying my wife is not a basula, he's saying she's kosher to him. Okay, so this is two ways to learn. L'chaira, this should be tali. If you have to be mevarer svek sveka. The Beis Shmuel makes sense. If there's a chiyuv to be mevarer svek sveka, so then the Beis Shmuel makes sense. And even though there was a svek sveka l'kula, Rav Gamliel couldn't say, go be bail her again, because it's efshel levar, we're not matur svek sveka, when it's possible to do a test. So memeli was mevarer. Mashayin kein, if we learn like the Gra apparently held that there's no chiyuv to be mevar. There's no chiyuv to be mevar. So why should there be no chiyuv to be mevar? Either the Gra holds there's no chiyuv to be mevar. What else could be? What? Or else? What?
They weren't sure about this. What?
It was a sex faker. He walks into Bezdin.
The whole
he wasn't sure the test works. So he brought the shvachas, he found that the test works. So now why does he have to test this girl, this woman? Why does he have to test her for? She's not her, she's Eshes Yisrael. That's the gross kasha. Why does he have to test her for? The Chayyid of Beis Shmuel will answer, if it's Eshes Levar, you have to be Mavar. So the Beis Shmuel holds, if it's Eshes Levar, you have to be Mavar. The Gra, what does the Gra hold? If he holds Beis Svek Sveika, you never have to be Mevar is good.
That
would be very good. What's Chassar Yudhir? What does that have Chassar Yudhir? He might have to do it.
That's saying you'd have to be Mevar and do the test. Otherwise, the second time you'd only have Chassar Yudhir.
Well, if you know how to do it, it's not so easy. The question is, do you have to be mevarer?
If you don't know how to do it, if you have to do it, just you don't know how to do it, then
there will be the same discussion as yesterday's test. Okay, no. So, the easiest way out is to say the grohol, the sex fake, you don't have to be mevarer. Finished. So that's the machlokes. The grohol, the sex fake, you do not have to be mevarer. The vishmol, you do have to be mevarer. I just don't know if that's true, if the grohol that way. Maybe that the Gra generally holds the Svek Svek, you have to be Mevar, but only if it's easy to be Mevar. If it goes with great difficulty, it's a bit of a busha for a woman, this whole test. So if she'll be asked to the Baila, I understand, she'll go through the busha to prove that she's Mutter. But the Gra holds, it could be the Gra holds that a Svek Svek, you have to be Mevar, but only where it's Efshel Levar Bakal, where it's easy to be Mevar. The case where it's very difficult to be Mevar, Stum the grow. That's why you also have to be mad. Okay, there's a shayla in Eben Ezra and Siman Zion regarding a shvuya. Shvuya is a woman that was captured by Goyim and was captured by Goyim, threatened with Misa. And such a woman is Asura Lakayin afterwards, because B'chayshish, that to save her life, she was masking for the Gayim to be by her. So B'chayshish, that she was Mizana, she sees Asura Lakayin, B'shvuyin. Unless there are exceptions, which we'll have later, but basically a Shvuya, if there are Edom that she was a Shvuya, she's Asura Lakayin. So the Pais can talk about the following shayla. A woman was a shvuya, and then she was rescued, and then she married Yisrael. She's not married a country, she married Yisrael. Yisrael says that there was dam. Yisrael marries her and says there was dam. He tells Bezdin there was dam. First, she was a psula, even though she was a shvuya, she was a psula and him. So far, so good. No shadows, right? A shvuya marries Yisrael. Yisrael says there was taka dam. She was a psula. Then Yisrael dies, the husband dies. Is she now permitted to marry a kayin? In the shadow. She was a shvuya. Naman is permitted to marry a kayin. So, she was a shvuya. Shvuya is a surat kayin. Then she was niftis. They were paida, she was no shvuya. She married the Yisrael. Yisrael says in Bezdin that she had dam. No problem, he's giving her a ksuv of 200, because it was dam. Now he dies. Even let's say there were Adim that did his dam on the Mappa. So there were two Adim. Is that Mutter right now? What? The taka only because we're not sure. Shvi's does because we're not sure. If we would have rayas that she wasn't there below Bimot. So Lachavish should be voted to a Kayan, right? The Taz in Ebenezer, Simon Zion, or Yisrud Gimel. Amana is a lot of America, she's not a Grusha. The Taz brings such a Maisa, he says she's Aser. Shema He'araba. Ha'ara is Hey Ayin Reisha. Ha'ara is a word for Tchilas Bia, it's for an incomplete Bia. Means that the aver penetrates the woman, but not all the way. And it does not break the basulim. But it's still a bia. The last is, makes her a zayin. So, l'chayshi shem ha'arava. Maybe the guy, when she was nishbis, did ha'ara. And that's why she had basulim. The Nadi Yehuda had such a ma'isa, and he disagreed with the Taz. Chubas Nadi Yehuda, Chevot Beis, Simon Chavtes. He said, what are you talking about? A guy who captured a woman? He's not going to complete the bia. Why should I be Chayshu Shem Araba? Why should I think that? So Nadi Yehuda says that Goymrim Ta'avasan, the Goyim are certainly Goymer the Taiva, they do the whole bia. And therefore he holds that if they are Edom, that it was Dam, she's Mutalaba. I view this. So we have a machlokes, the Taz and the Nadi Yehuda. The Avnei Meluim brings the Tashpatz, the Chuvas the Tashpatz, who says the Feirish that Har Lahar Olay Chayshima, who says that Amanach Chayshish that there was Hara, like the Nadi Yehuda. Problem is. And there's a tshuva in the Minchas Pitim. Minchas Pitim is Remeir Arik, is a 20th century Paisik, Radishash. And he says he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand not the Taz and not the Nadi Yehuda. The Taz says, V'chayshish v'ara. Nadi Yehuda says, you know why we're not chayshish v'ara? Because she's a shvuya, and a guy is Gaimer Tavasa, he doesn't stop in the middle. In fact, the Minchas Pitim, what are you going to do with this Gemara? They did a Bedika al Pichavis. And he said, since there was a Bedika al Pichavis, since we did a Bedika al Pichavis, and a Bedika al Pichavis is going to tell us that there was no B. So he says, why don't we take every Shvuyah? And every Shvuyah and be Bedika al Pichavis? Gemara later has a big problem with the Shvuya, Shvuas Asuras Labalayim. So let every Shvuya have a Bedika al Pichavis.
I'm still
not it. Why is the Gemara saying? The Gemara should say it. I should have done this. It's there. Maybe it was Rav Gamliel who knew how to do this and no one else knows. That's why it's not mentioned anywhere else.
Yeah.
So wait, so this is a Raya to who? I said he's going not like Taz Knife, but it's a raya to the Taz. I'm sorry, it's not like Taz, it's a raya to the Taz. That we are Chayshish V'hara. So maybe he can't do this test.
What?
Right, so why don't we do that by a woman who's a Shvuya? You have a woman who's a Shvuya, you know, she's not a Basula from before, it's not going to help. But if you have a single woman, it becomes a shvuya. So a woman is nibalai, the guy is asa l'kayim. So why do we do this b'din? So no, it's a raya. It's a raya to the Taz. That will chayshish. It's a raya. So this is a raya to the Taz. It's a raya to the Taz. It's not like the view. It's like the Taz. It's not like the Tashrat. It could be the Teretz's taka that this was a unique bedika which only Rav Gamliel knew how to do. We don't understand this bedika. Nobody could explain this today. And what? Gemara b'Shmiele, and then he tried it and worked. He basically himself wasn't sure he could do it. There were other people who might do it. So then I don't know. Then they're right. It's a good right. Okay, let's see the rest of the Gemara. Where are we holding? Who does the time during Gamliel Azakin? Amalai Rebbe Baalti Velay Matsasi Dam. This is the fifth Meister, right? This is Rabbi Gamliel Azakin, the older Rabbi Gamliel. Amalai Amralai Rebbe Mishpachas Turkitiani. Shein Lahan Lay Dam Nida Velay Dam Besulim. That the Mishpachas Turkiti does not bleed. They don't have Dam Besulim, they don't have Dam Nida. Badek Rabbi Gamliel Bekrave Sel Matsakid Varel. So Gamliel found out in the family that it was Takasel. Amar Lai Leich Secheid Mekcha. He said, "You're mutter to your wife. Ashrecha she's a chisel of mishpachas Durkiti. Wonderful. You married a woman who doesn't have dam neither. My Durkiti Darkatua. What does Durkiti mean? The word Durkiti is an abbreviation for Darkatua. A dar that katua that's cut off from dam neither and dam neither. Really, it was not a, it's not a good thing. If you meet a, they read you to a girl called Durkati, don't go out with her. The Tanya Reb Chiya, it's no good. Kishem Shasar Yafali Isa Kachdamim Yafali Ish. Just like Sa'ar is good for a doe, blood is good for a woman. The dimyan is that Sa'ar makes a woman, it makes the doe rise. And the mashal is the pregnancy where a woman's belly rises. That kach damim yafali isha. That blood is good for a woman. The fact that she has dam, the more often she has dam, I don't know if the mamarubim means more often or more blood, but dam is a sign that a woman is ready to have children. When a katana doesn't bleed yet, she can't become pregnant. When she starts to have a period, she starts to be able to become pregnant. So the fact that a woman has a regular period is a sign that she's right to have children. And that's the way we understand it today. That a woman's, I mean, it doesn't matter if she has a period every 30 days or every 60 days. But a woman who has a regular period, it doesn't matter how to mamarugan, how often, she can become pregnant.
The case was she didn't have need at all. I mean, that was, I guess, that's weird.
Well, she had it very rarely. Weird, yeah, definitely.
She had it rarely.
She must have had it really, because otherwise, how did she ever have kids? Okay. Itvar, Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar, Zechei b'mekcha. Yirmiyah Amalei. He said, no, Zechei b'mekcha, it was a good thing to marry a dar katua. From Yosef bar Abba Amar, Zechei b'mekcha, so it's a machlokes. Amalei, Bishlom alamad yom Zechei, yifayin adar b'chanina. Zechei b'mekcha, so we can understand, like Rav Chanina said, Elamad yom Zechei b'ezchusa, what's so good about marrying a dar kati? And for the Gemara, Deloy osi lidei sofik nida. You'll never have suffix neither shilas with her. Because if she doesn't bleed, you're not going to have a suffix neither shilas. What's the problem with this Gemara? What? I understand, but if you're looking at the tzad that she doesn't bleed, so what do you have to say, loyasi lidei suffix neither? You should say, loyasi lidei vadei neither. Loyasi lidei neither. She'll never be a neither. Neither is asa to her husband. So why does the Gemara say, loyasi lidei suffix neither? What? The Gemara says that the thing is like I say they suffic needs. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel, the Agada to Gemara that Daf Yemi is up to today, around today. Gemara says Venega la Yikra bi Alecha, or the pasuk. Nega la yikra v'yalecha. Hashem gives a bracha. You shouldn't have a nega in your home. So ayalecha is not for your wife. Shalai timtze ishtecha safik nida. It's a bracha that a person should never come to his wife and she'll be a safik nida. So such Rashi, what's the bracha? So Rashi says safik kosher mevados. Safik yisr is harder than a vada yisr. Something is zichet treif. So you throw it out. You don't eat it. Something is suffix treif, that already makes it hard. That makes it difficult. you know, my neighbor said it's good, and another neighbor says, you know, has a hasher, doesn't have a, it's hard. Some people say it's mother pesach. So vaday nida is not such a big klala. Vaday nida, you're pirish. For me, it's pirish. He knows it's awesome. A suffix nida, that's already difficult. A suffix nida is a suffix yisr is a big yitzah. The Gemara says, "Toiv asher loy tida mishatida v'loy yikayim." That a person is not supposed to make nidar, even though you're allowed. But toiv asher loy tida. The Gemara says, even mishatida v'yikayim, person don't make nidar. Gemara says one exception. What's the exception? Right, nishpati v'akayma lishmar mishpatei tzekecha. David Amel says. Mishpati va'akayma, I swear and I'm a kayim, lishbar mishpatei tzekecha, to do the mitzvahs. So the Gemara says that to make a shvuah against the Yetzirah, that's mutter. So if a person is afraid he's going to do an aveira, so he makes a shvuah to be mekayim mishpatei tzekecha, so that's mutter. That's good. It's a good use of a neder. Make a neder to keep a mitzvah. So if a person is afraid he'll be mechal Shabbos, he swears to be keep Shabbos. Because it makes me afraid I'll eat traces and make a nether, I won't eat traces. Gemara makes sense, no? Yeah?
Isn't that
alright, so the Kesais asks that the halach is a nether on a mitzvah is not chal. If you make a nether or a shvuah to do a mitzvah, it's not chal. Ein shvuah chal al shvuah. You can't make a second shvuah on something you already made a shvuah on. The whole Klal Yisrael is mekabel by Har Sinai to do mitzvahs. So a neder or a shvuah to be mekayim a mitzvah is not chal. So the Tzai says he doesn't understand this Gemara. What's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says you can make a neder to do a mitzvah, but the neder is not chal. What kind of? Unless it's talking about the type of person who doesn't know that. Right? Same thing. It's also not chal. Shvuah, I won't be mechal shat. So you're allowed to do it to be mizaris yourself. What kind of zeros is it?
Your physical body didn't make that nether. It's just like your neshama was there.
But whole Klal Yisrael is mishmal ayin. However that works, there's such a thing in the Dharma that if a community is mekabel shvuah chal for dairis. So frankly, tzais, what kind of zeros is it? Zeruzei nafshe, you're allowed to make a nether. So the question is, what kind of thing is it? It's not a
problem. But
it's not much from the Gemara. Gemara says it's Shrati Vakai Molish from Mishnah
Tzikah. What about Mishnah
Tzikah? You don't have to be kind of something like Tzikah. Achinami. That's not the Mishnah Tzikah. Anyway, the Stifle answers. Okay, let's see. Okay, the Stifle says, simple. He says that when a person sets out to do an aveira, usually the Yetzahara convinces him that it's not so bad, not so terrible. There are reasons why in this case it's okay. There are reasons why it's okay. So if a person makes a neder, I'm not going to do such and such. Let's say a person has suffix trafis. So if he makes a neder, I'm not going to eat this piece of meat. He won't eat it. It becomes a vada yisr. Calls a man, it's a suffix yisr, even though he's not allowed to eat it. But it's yitzhar, isn't it? It's hard. Suffix yisr are hard. When it's a vada yisr, when it becomes a vada, then it's easier for a person to be parish. So mamela, that's the pshat, the shpati vakaiva. So you're going to be married ahead to yourself that it's not, maybe it's not awesome. But if you made a shvuah, you're not going to eat it. So then it's so nachinam. If someone will make a shvuah, I'll never eat neveima. That's a senseless shvuah. But if a person has a piece of meat in front of him, which is suffic neveima, and he has the etzara to eat it, so that's where it makes sense to swear, because that'll, you know, I swear I won't eat meat from that store. So then a person won't do it.
So the thought had to that maybe it's suffic the maybe it's put it here, so that's where you ask him. That's where the that is called.
That's where
that will be chal. That's not that it's really put it here.
Right, the bichal on the Yetzer Hara's mefat faith to tell you that.
Right.
That's true, but Lamaisa, what this type is saying is the person's psychological state. Psychologically, when it's a suffik isser, it's harder. Even though Rav Shimon says about a isser, still, when it's a suffik isser, still tempts a person. So that's what the staff is saying. That
is it a real nether, though?
What?
It's a real nether, has dina in the dharma. It's just a psychological.
It has dina in the dharma on the tzad that it's etter, if there's an isser tzad. Because if it's totally not in that, you don't need a gemara to tell you allowed to do it. Gemara ends.
It's only
Chalm that's sad that it's really.
So
that it's really
getting back to again.
No, it's Vade Yasser.
Oh,
you're making this Vade Yasser. That was the original Asaf Nether. Ahu da'asa l'kamei de Rebbe. Amalei Rebbe ba'al people le matasi dam. Amalei Rebbe, adayim besulei yisi. Mishnei betzuras haba. Ra Rebbe shepneim shchayrim. Rebbe saw they looked malnourished. Tziva alayim v'chnisam l'merchit. Mechilum v'hishkam v'chnisam l'cheder ba'al matzadam. So Rebbe did, he understood that it was because they weren't eating properly. So he fed them, gave them to drink. Bathing was also considered something healthy, not just cosmetic. In Chazal, bathing is always considered healthy for the guf, not just so you shouldn't smell. It's always considered a healthy thing. Sechnisim lecheder, baal amatzadam, amar leilech, sechei b'mekcha, kari Rebbe alei, safar oiram al atzmam, their skin stuck to their bone, yavish hayakeif, they dried up like a piece of wood. So, you know, I don't know how long you have to feed her. For one meal, she got, I don't know, maybe it was a few meals, I don't know. But at any rate, so this is meisim number six. We had a six meisim of Laimat Sassidam, and that closes the first part of this perek. The sugya of Pesapsua Batsas is really the theme of the whole first nine and a half line, almost 10 blot. Now we start a new part of the parak. The rest of this parak deals with ksuba. I mean, everything dealt with ksuba, but it deals primarily with the rules of ksuba, the Mishnayos at least. And therefore, we're going to try to do, we'll learn the Mishnah and try to understand, as those of you who learned the Gemara at the bottom, it's a Agadata again, but we have to spend time to understand what a ksuba is, chiyuvei ksuba. And just to understand, I mean, everybody has a ksuba, to understand what's going on by ksuba. We've already discussed two pratim, or two klolim, in regard to ksuba. One is the shad of ksuba deresa derabana, which we discussed this week, which is yisayid stick for the whole union of ksuba. And the other is the what we call the shef shemaitza, the question of whether somebody, a woman, is called a muzik. Because she has a ksuba. Is she a maitzi or a mosik when she's tebe'a ksuba? The Shef Shmaitza was of the opinion that she's a mosik, she's a tzakas, and for tomorrow I'd like you to see the Reb Ruvein, which I will not discuss today, we'll do tomorrow. It's Simin Yud Aleph, and the very beginning of Simin Yud Beis. You have to know how to learn the Reb Ruvein, or Reb Shimon. The main thing to get clear is the machlokes ha'poskim that he brings. The second thing is Reb Ruvein's chiddush and how he discusses it. But as always, the main thing is to know the machlokes he brings, the tutzadim, and then Reb Ruvein's rayas. Again, if you understand it, good. If you don't, you have a hard time, it's also good. But the main thing is to understand the tutzadim that Reb Ruvein discusses. The Mishnah, psula tzuvasa masayim v'almana v'almana. Besula, the ksuva is 200. The almanis ksuva is 100, which I think we all know. Hell of a thing happened 6 years ago. We're learning ksuvas. There's a fellow in yeshiva, a younger boy, I think first year of Esmerdish, who came over to me, and he told me that they had a problem with his mother's ksuva, because they had a picture of his mother's mother, whatever the name of a tombstone of the mother's father, it was a different name of her father than it said in the ksuba. In other words, let's say his name, I don't remember the name, but let's say his name was Zev, and it said Wolf. There was some shinoi of similar names. So what you have to do is you have to, assuming that that's so, you have to write a ksuba d'shtakach beitusa. You have to rewrite the ksuba. So basically, I know the parents, you know, like far from me in Flatbush, and I told the parents, send the ksuba with their son, and I'll be masad. So he brought the ksuba with his son. And his son shows me the ksuba in the library, and I told him, I'll take care of it. It's not something you can do on regalachas. I told him, I'll take care of it, and then I'll get to your parents. He said, on the way, you know, he looked at the ksuba, and it's funny, you know, he didn't understand the ksuba. It had a lashon, it had words that were unfamiliar to him. Normally it says besulta da. It didn't say besulta da, it said a different word, a strange word, he didn't know what it meant. So he read the ksuba, so he gave it to me, I said, okay, I'll take a look at it. So after I looked, I saw the ksuba was from Almana, which means when his mother got married, she was either an Almana or a Grusha, or she had been Mizan earlier, whichever one you prefer to think, you know. But, you know, and he obviously didn't know that. He thought she was a psula, she got married. So yeah, the guy's learning ksubis, and he looks over the ksuba, and it says mon instead of masayim. And like, you know, he learned the Mishnah, he learned the Gemara, and he has no clue that it has anything to do with the real world, you know. That has anything to do with the ksuba. Very strange, no? I thought it was the strangest thing. I mentioned to a rabbi, he says, yeah, when he's learning about the Kama, about Barbisha Sarabim, you know, the kids leave the briefcases in the middle of the aisle anyway. That's the same thing. And it's quite the same thing, you know. It's one thing to have a Yetzer Hara to leave your briefcase in the middle of the aisle, another thing to read the ksuba and not know what it says. At any rate, the Sulat Suvasa Masayim Al Manamana, this is Halacha L'maisa, this is the way we write ksubas. Besula Amana Grusha Chalutim and Erisin, Suvasa Masayim Yeshlam Tayas Besula. It's already we're going to have to discuss the later in a few days. The send of the Mishnah that if she's an almana mina erisin, what does that mean? Remember, erisin is there's no bia except in Yehuda, but normally after erisin there's no bia. So Mimela, let's say she had erisin, and before the chuppah she became a grusha, an almana chalutza. Suvasa masayim. Why does she get masayim? She's still a basula. Erisin, she's still a basula, right? After erisin, there's no bia. Right? Kalo b'loi bracha asur l'bayim l'kanida. After erisin, without brachas chasanim, she's still asur. So l'maisa, she gets 200 of yesh l'tanis basula. Sounds very, very posh. Okay. First of all, in the Nusach HaKsuba, we write basulta da. Or almanasa da. Or other lashonis that we write depending on the circumstances. So why do we write besulta da? Why don't we just write masayim? Why do we write if she's an almana or a grusha, whatever she is? So you should just know it's a Rambam. The Rambam says the reason is so that if her husband dies, it could be 20 years later, her husband dies. So we have to know if she's mutter to a kai, muteris to a kai. Is she mutter to muteris? Is this her first marriage? Is this her second marriage? So we have in the system that we write a ksuba that says besulta da for a woman, because when does she pull out a ksuba? When her husband dies. So later she'll pull out a ksuba and she'll be able to show that she was a besula, that she was muteris to a kai. Now why is this very important to know this reason? The reason is because sometimes, I mentioned to you that sometimes you have a woman, a single girl that was mezana, and she's getting married. So I mentioned to you an Eitzah, which many Paiskim hold, or Moshe held, to write a ksuvas masayim. She doesn't want to be embarrassed. They're going to read under the ksuva, they're going to read a mana. Maybe somebody will notice. And they'll know that she's not a besula. So the husband is Michael. He gives Taisis Ksuba. And you write the Taisis Ksuba in. You write it in as part of the Ksuba. He's Michael the extra 100. And you take a regular Ksuba as Besuma. Is that okay? Can you write a Ksuba that says Besulta Da on a woman that was Mizana? Or do you have to write Bo'ulta? What's the Nafkamina? If her husband will die, they'll pull out the Ksuba as Besula and they'll let her marry a Kayin. Is she Mutter to a Kayin if she was Mizana? So the halacha is, if a single girl is mezana, it depends with whom she was mezana. If a single girl is mezana with a yid, with someone she's permitted to marry, and she does not become a zayin because of that. If she's mezana with someone she's not allowed to marry, she's mezana with a guy, then she has a din zayin, and she's a surah to a kayin. That's halach, no machlokes. A woman who's mezana with the Yisrael has a p'tuyah. She's mezana with the Yisrael, she's mutter to a kayin. If she's mezana with a guy, she's a surah to a kayin. So that's what it depends on. If her previous nurse had been with a Jew, so then you correct so this besulta da. Because there's no downside.
Even a man who's married.
Even a man who's married. It doesn't seem to like that. So then you correct so this besulta da. Because what's the chash? Should her husband will die, they'll show the ksubah, they'll let her marry a kaim. She's talking about the kaim. However, if her previous nurse was with a guy, if her previous nurse was with a guy, which means that she's not muteris to a kayin, so then we don't write, we don't give her a ksuba b'sula. Sometimes under the chasna they fake it, they read a ksuba b'sula, but the actual ksuba that they give her is of a ksuba that says b'ulta da. It doesn't say almana, it says b'ulta. Because to say that she was a b'ula and she's a sura to a kayin. So that's the reason that we wrap a sulta da in a ksuba. There's a shaila how to look at the shtar ksuba. So I have to give you a hagdama. It's probably ideas you have from previous masechtas. If you don't have these ideas from previous masechtas, you should listen especially carefully. There are two types of shtar. One is called the shtar kinyan, and one is called the shtar raya. Two types of shtaris. What is a shtar kinyan? A shtar kinyan, we learn out of a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Sefer HaMikneh, that you could have a shtar HaMikneh, which is Makneh. It's a shtar which creates a kinyan. What's an example of a shtar kinyan, anybody? Shtar Kedushin is an example of a shtar kinyan. The giving of the shtar creates the marriage. Or, of course, a get is a shtar kinyan. The shtar does something. Or, if you sell real estate with a kinyan shtar, right? Karka is nikdis b'shtar. If you write in the shtar, I hereby sell you this piece of land in this place, and you give it to the if you give it to the kaina, so then that's a shtar kinyan. By giving the shtar, you give the karka. It's a shtar kinyan. Then the Ashtari Raya. The Ashtari Raya, typical Ashtari Raya, is an IOU. A shtar for a halva, for a loan. The shtar doesn't do anything. The Ashtari Raya doesn't do anything. Well, the Ashtari Raya is a document of proof to be able to prove that something happened. But nowadays, when you sell karka, usually you do a different kinyan, you do a kinyan kesef. The shtar, the deed that you get, is not a shtar kinyan, it's a shtar raya. You don't do the kinyan with giving the deed, generally. It's nikneh separately, and the shtar is a shtar raya. It's a proof that this land is yours. Question is, obviously, what's the question going to be? Huh? Question is, what's a ksuba? Is a ksuba shtar raya, or is a ksuba shtar kinyan? What's a nafkamina? So the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Chafam in Beis, says that by a shtar kinyan, the paper must be the property of the makna. By every shtar kinyan, whether shtar kedushin, shtar gittin, shtar kinyan karka, the nayar, the paper, has to belong to the one who's makna. It has to be his piece of paper. Because by giving the paper, he's giving the karka. So he does this kinyan. What do you mean he does a kinyan if it's not his paper? Let's say I want to sell you a karka. You give me your piece of paper and I write on it and I give it back to you. So I'm not doing anything, it's not a kinyan. I have to be back to the paper to you, and with the paper I'm back to the karka. So by a shtar kinyan, the paper must belong to the makna. The paper itself, the piece of paper must belong to the makna. By a shtar raya, who cares? Shtaraya is just a raya. So Shtaraya, who cares who it belongs to? Shaila is, what about Ksuba? What about Ksuba? I just realized it happens sometimes by a chasana that there's a mistake in Ksuba. You write Ksuba, there's a mistake. So I always tell the son to bring two. I just want like two mistakes, right? That's not to bring two. And it's happened that either we made two mistakes, or I don't remember if I ever made two mistakes, but sometimes the one or two. There's only one. So I keep in my glove compartment in my car extra ksubas and tonight. So that it's happened already at a chasana that I ran out to the, it happened more than once, more than twice, that I ran out to the, I warned David Kalani that I'm not bringing my glove compartment along to his wedding. So I, you know, that, so it's happened, I run to the car, and I take out a ksuba, and we use it. L'chaira, it's my paper. But the l'chasa, you have to make a kinyan on the paper, should be totally in this shayla. If a shtar ksuba is a shtar kinyan, or a shtar raya, it's a shtar kinyan, then it has to belong to the husband. If it's a shtar raya, then it does not have to belong to the husband. So what's the bottom line? Is it a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya? The ktsais in Simin Mem Hei, Sifkot and Beis, holds that it's a shtar raya. His lomdis is very simple. It's very hard to answer this. His lomdis is that the halacha is, if you get married and you do not give your wife a ksuba, the chiyuv is chal anyway. So tonight, Bezdin, that any husband who gets married, even if he does not give his wife a ksuba, the chiyuv ksuba is chal anyhow. So the tzais, that the chiyuv is chal anyhow, so obviously the paper does not make it bichal. So if the paper does not make it bichal, then if the paper doesn't make it bichal, then it's a shtar raya. The Ksais himself is talking about another shayla, which is an afkamina, with a chassin who's illiterate. The chassin didn't know how to sign his name. So the shayla was, could he ask someone else, maybe get someone else to sign your name, it's not going to do it, but get someone else to sign that he's signing it as a shliach of the chassin. So if it's a shtar raya, it works. As long as it's a raya, so it's a good raya. If it's a shakinyan, then it doesn't work. Then the chassid should have. So the ktsais tailor that in ktsais is tailor that in this, and he passes shtar raya, there's no problem. Just to mention to you, we don't have our minigas, we have shtaris that the chassid doesn't sign. I'll explain it to you as well. Yeah, we don't have that chassan signs a shtar. Apparently, the ktsais had such a case. But anyway, the ktsais holds that the shtar right. There's a sefer Imre Bina, on Chayshim Mishpat, who disagrees. There's some Gedalei HaPoskim a little later than the ktsais, 100 years ago. And he holds that it's a shtar kinyan. The other is a shtar kinyan. The ktsais has a good taina. So it's a taina, it's a taina bezdin. But the Imre Bina says, 1 minute. In our shtarais, we write taisus ksuba. In our shtar, a husband's b'chayim himself, masayib zuz, the ik ksuba. Then it says, v'haisif lay min delay, oid mana. His taisus ksuba, chasan is b'chayim himself to his wife, taisus ksuba, which he doesn't have to do. So I'm going to do it. But he adds to himself the taisus ksuba. So if he adds taisus ksuba, that means it's shtar kinyan. He's b'chayim himself by giving it. So it comes out the ksuba is a shtar kinyan, and he says you can't have a shtar, it's like a half shtar kinyan, half shtar rai. So he holds the shtar ksuba is a shtar kinyan. And the Meila yelled,
it's not a place to lumber, it's a place to lumber.
So he agrees to lamed as a ktsais, but he also ktsais overlooked something. It's hard to say ktsais. I don't know how ktsais would have answered that. But. So what? To write Tesis Ksuba, I think it's back to the Ramah at least. Ramah brings, it seems Kachanu Nayagin, this is Lashon. The, that's so clear from Lashon and Ramah. Ramah says, I have to see it, but it seems that way. At any rate, so we have Machlaikis, the Ktsais, and the Irebina. There's a Sefer Ksuba Kilchasa today. What? Of the Tesis Ksuba. Was at the kasha, quite the tzayt, it's a shtaraya, so how do you can't take ksuva? So there's a sefer ksuva kilchasa, which has in it a kuntris on dinei ksuva, and he answers the tzayt. He says that, if again, if you're a chasna and you watch, before the ksuva is signed, the chasin, we do a kinya sudr. What we do is we give the chassan either a pen or a handkerchief, and the chassan picks it up, and in exchange for this, he obligates himself to everything it says in the ksuba. Okay? A lot of chassan don't remember doing it, unless they have the video. It's like the mind blanks out certain things. The chassan is people, a lot of people don't remember. But at any rate, every chassan by the chassan is mekabel kinyan. So if he's mekabel kinyan, that means he's mechayim himself. On Taisis Ksuba. The Taka, the Tzais said, it's Tanai Bezdin. Tzais is talking about the Iker Ksuba. I did Taisis Ksuba. By us, by every Chasna, the Chasna is Machayim himself with a Kabbalah Sudr. And since the Chasna is Machayim himself with a Kabbalah Sudr, so the Shtar is not a Shtar Kinyan anymore. The Chiyav happens from the time he's Makabal Kinyan. And the Shtar is just a Shtar Raya. So that Lamaisa, it seems, that it could be in. You could have a case where ksuba is a shtar kinyan if you don't do a kabbalah kinyan, but the way we do it with a kabbalah kinyan, it would appear that the ktsais is right, and that our shtarais are only shtari right. Only because of a takana drabana. Why does it matter if a ksuba is lost? You machayv yourself anyway. Or for that matter, even like the merabina, the shtar kinyan. Shtar kinyan gets lost, the chiyuv remains. So that's a takana derabanan shloye kalabena b'litziyai. That you have to have the paper. She should be batuach in the ksuba. It's true she could get it, but it says women they don't look ksubas and they don't know. Some people look ksubas don't get to daf yud either, and they don't know that even if you don't have a shtar, you don't. They don't know this whole thing. So the ma'isa they. That's right. It's kind of rabbanon that a woman has to have a shtar. She has to have a shtar. So she ain't leave up a tuat. That's what she does. She should be confident. There's another nafkamina. The Gemara says in Gittin on Daf Yud Ches. Gemara has a shayla, the following shayla. You start writing a shtar. And the shtar, you start writing it by day before shkia. So you write the date of that day. And you're writing a shtar. Let's say it's a business deal. And you're writing a shtar. And there's haggling back and forth about what to write, how much to write, what to do. And by the time you finish the shtar, it's night already. It's already night. And the Edom are signing at night. So let's say they wrote in the shtar Yud Beis Tavis, because they started writing it by day. But by the time they finish their whole negotiation, it's already night. Is that shtar good? So the Gemara says in Gittin that as long as there was no hefsik in the discussion, they just kept on going, then it's kosher. Started by day, even if you're signing it at night, it's kosher as long as there was no hefsik in the discussion. Zakhtaran, why? What's a svara? How could Adam sign his man that's later? Zakhtaran, that this is only true by a shtar raya. Because what's a shtar raya? A shtar raya. A shtar raya is that they obligated themselves. Then they sat down to write the shtar. So really, they obligated themselves from the beginning. it takes a while till they hammer out exactly what's included, what's not included. So it takes a while. But being that it's a shtar raya, the chiyuv, the chayvus really is from the beginning. So that's why it's kosher. But Dr. Rad, it will be a shtar kinyan, then what? If it will be a shtar kinyan, then it wouldn't work. Because what's a shtar kinyan? When do you do the kinyan? When do you do the kinyan with a shtar kinyan? If you finish writing it, you sign it, and then you give it to the other person. So if it's a shtar kinyan, Dr. Rad, obviously this won't work. Because the kinyan happens if the shtar is finished and you hand it over. So who cares if you started writing it on Yud Beis Tevis? If Lamaisi is giving it over on Yud Gimel Tevis, so you have to write a later date. The Ran's very mistaber, right? No? It's Pashta Sire of the Shtakin. If you look in the Gemara in Gittin, you know what the Gemara's example of a shtar you started by day and finished at night is? Obviously, ksuba. The Gemara's example is a ksuba. And the Ran says, what's the Ran say? It's a shtar raya. The Ran says, this Gemara is only talking by a shtar that's a shtar raya. And it's talking by a ksuba. That's one of the examples in the Gemara. So it's a raya to the ksais that it's a shtar raya. The Imre Bina can hang his hat on the Taz. The Taz in Chayshim Mishpatzim in Mem Gimel, Sakat Yud Zayin, brings the Ran and he says he doesn't understand the Ran. How could the Ran say it's a Shtar Raya? The Gemara is talking about a Ksuba, which is a Shtar Kenyan. So the Taz disagrees with the Ran and holds it's a Shtar Kenyan. Obviously, if you have a Machlekes, a Rishon like the Ran, and an Achron like the Taz, we've seen the Ikur is like the Rishon, which is the Ran, which is like the Ksais, probably we pass back the Ksais against the Rabina anyway, which is that it's a Shtar Raya. So the bottom line is that it's a Shtar Raya. There's a Sheet that's a Shtar Kenyan. You have to bear that in mind. So bottom line, I think there's someone here in the Shir who's married, who I use the ksuba for my glove compartment, so he doesn't have to worry that it comes out. It doesn't matter if you're kind or you're not kind, because it doesn't matter. Because I think it's like the Ram. Certainly, the way we do it, that we do a king. So what? Why didn't the ksais bring a right from the Ram? It's a good question. No, because the Gemara you could say is talking about Shtar Kenyan. And even by Shtar Kenyan you could write the date when you started, which is what the Taz holds. For the Ran, it would seem to be a Raya. So I don't know, it's a question. Okay. The reason I mentioned the Rav Reuven is I really want you to look at it. Tomorrow we will not start the next Mishnah. We should be able to finish the Gemara. Now, last Friday I discussed something which I sort of forgot about. The reason is because these 3 days we don't have the whole class here. We have some people down south. I assume that tomorrow we'll be back to full strength. So, it's a shame. We'll try to come back to the topic. Okay.